Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chad Chambers producing. Shane and Bruce with you rolling through Tuesday. Bryson DeChambeau rolling a little bit too. Guy's fascinating, and he's fascinating for us, I think, for all the right reasons. A, he's got game. That's first and foremost.
He's a really good golfer.
He's a really good golfer, and he's a bomber, but he's got game to back it up because you still got to putt and chip, and, you know, that's just part of the game. He's got rough edges that I'm good with because I think it's honest, and there's some rawness to him. And he's an emerging star in a game that's full of them, right? I mean, he's the latest new emerging star in a game that's got lots of really good young players and a couple of older guys that still can knock the ball around a little bit. But, you know, he falls into the Jordan Spieths and the Rory McIlroys and that edge of the component. These young guns that just are fearless and just go out and play. So he's intriguing, certainly, to this point. And he's got some tournaments coming up. He won the Memorial, last year or 2 years ago? I think last year, maybe. And that's coming up this weekend. He's the favorite for the Masters. And he's changed his body type. So there's a lot of things that are interesting right now about Bryson DeChambeau.
He's 26, and he, depending on reports, added 20 to 30 pounds of muscle. Then when the corona outbreak gave him an additional off-season, he ate a lot, and he inhaled like 7 protein shakes a day. And he lifted weights. And 40 pounds? And you can define however much muscle is in there. I mean, if you look at him, you can tell he's not fat. I mean, he's big. He's like a linebacker, like you said yesterday.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he really is.
But, and he's been data-driven, I suppose you could say. And he'd also been hot this year. He had finishes of 5th, 2nd, 4th, 3rd, 8th, and 6th before he won the Rocket Mortgage Classic this past weekend. All of his golf clubs are the same length. He's all arms in his swings. And he routinely is hitting drives 350 or 60 yards. And it's not that easy power. Like, he's Happy Gilmore without the run-up. I mean, he's swinging extremely hard. You can see his left front foot opens up at the last minute to avoid breaking his leg with as much torque as he has in his swing. And he has added 20 and a half yards to his average drive from last year to this. So I lay all that out. Because, like, are we going through a Tiger Woods phase all over again. And who thought that would even be possible in an era where, like Gary Woodland, for example, I remember them saying, what was it, the Colonial, the first tournament back in Fort Worth? Was that what it was? Anyway, right. they were talking about, well, Gary Woodland took 20 pounds off to try to get to become a better golfer, and DeChambeau put 30 on to try to become a better golfer. So there's more than one way to skin a cat, you know, that kind of thing. But he is averaging 323 yards with his drives, and the only golfer within 7.5 yards of him is Cameron Champ, who's quite a bit younger and, frankly, skinnier and more wiry. But this is – I don't even know how to describe what I'm seeing with Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm going to stop short of accusing him of something, if you know what I mean. But it's almost impossible to change a body like that from the end of their season to the resumption of it, you know, when we all
had to go into
sheltering in place.
It is. Yeah, that's quite a challenge to be able to do that. Now, he would have people at his disposal that would help to facilitate that, obviously. And if he is of a mind to be disciplined enough to get after it, it can probably be done. But my question would be, well, when are you playing golf? Because you don't just work out for 45 minutes and put on 40. That's not how it works.
Right.
You're talking caloric intake. You're talking about changing your body like that is a – it's not a full-time proposition, but, boy, I'm telling you, you're spending a lot of time working on that, a lot of time. So, whatever.
He was tied for 34th. In average yards per drive last year at just over 302, just over 302 yards per drive.
Mm-hmm.
His best year was 2 years ago when he was 25th in driving distance. He's improved his average driving distance by 20.5 yards this year. Yeah. By far the best jump. And since they started tracking this stuff, he's the fourth highest. This is the fourth biggest jump from 1 year to the next since the tour began tracking yards per drive. That goes back to 1980. Brett Quigley, 1 year, improved his driving distance by 22 yards. And DeChambeau at 20.5. And if you haven't locked in on Bryson DeChambeau, he's the tour and the Golf Channel and whoever else is responsible for airing these tournaments on the weekend, they are locked in to Bryson DeChambeau. He's it. I don't want to say he's the next big thing, but he, just about every one of his tee shots, they get a camera over there on him and watch him try to just blast it down there past everybody else. And what is making it all the more impressive is what, like Bruce was mentioning, and what I rattled off his finishes this year. It's not just that he's winning long drive contests; he's making a lot of money by finishing in the top 10 pretty much every time he tees it up. But if you haven't seen him, well, take a side by side picture of him. That's not tough to find. And if you haven't seen him take a whack on a drivable par four, which they're almost all drivable for him now. He's a fascinating guy with what he's done with his body.
Totally.
and what he's done. Well, the tirade that he went on this past weekend because he couldn't get the privacy he was looking for. Is he on to something? I mean, are we going to go back to the bomb and gouge again if it didn't go away already?
Well, I mean, you can bomb and gouge, but you still got to be able to finish with an 8-iron in. and he's got that
game.
Well,
yeah, but if you're finishing with an 8-iron and everybody and the guys you're playing with have got to use a 6, it just stands to reason that, you know.
No question.
In theory, you're going to get closer to the hole.
That's why Tiger was so dominant, that and the fact that his flat stick was, especially the one year he won 8 tournaments. I mean, he putted everything in the hole. He was just – and he did that, by the way, at the age of 23. DeChambeau is 26, has 6 wins in his career. Tiger had 8 wins in one season when he was 23 years old. Now, having said that, DeChambeau is not a – like a, just a guy that's flourishing onto the scene. He's one of only, I think, 5 players in history to win the NCAA tournament, the NCAA championship, and the U.S. amateur in the same year. So the guy comes from really good stock, and he won 3 times 2 years ago. He won 3 times on the tour.
4 years in a row that he's won at least one tournament. So yeah, he's not a, necessarily a Johnny.
So he's a, so he's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
No question, he's a guy. Now, can he? My question for him would be, can he be a dominant guy? Because you know you got a lot of other guys that can bomb it out there, and then play with the short game. I mean, so there's a lot of guys that can do that. Right now, maybe not quite like him, but I don't know.
Like, and can he stay healthy?
Yeah,
playing like
this.
Can
he stay healthy?
Swinging like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was always the big thing with Tiger.
Yeah, but I mean, he was a psycho when it came to working out. Once upon a time.
Oh my God! Absolutely. Yeah, but I mean, but his strength was more wiry strength. And I mean, he did
because
his work.
He ran all the time. And lifted and ran. DeChambeau freaking ate.
He's just a big dude. Just a big, strong dude. But he's fun to watch.
He is.
It's fun to watch. And he's another reason that watching the PGA is pretty good stuff. I mean, it's their return has been very entertaining to this point. Really entertaining. So, and he's a big reason why. And he gets a lot of camera time. Well, now, obviously, I mean, he won last week, but he's been on the leaderboard pretty much every week.
Yes.
So we've seen a lot of Bryson DeChambeau. Yeah, no question.
So let's see. Where do they go next? I think they go to San Antonio, or is that the Corn Ferry Tour?
Corn Ferry, I think, goes to San Antonio.
Okay, that's it.
The PGA Tour is in Ohio. They're at the Memorial. Memorial is this weekend, and like I said, he's won that tournament, and that's a good track for him. So,
the Workday Charity Open, July 9 through 12. So, at Muirfield Golf Club in Dublin, Ohio. That's the next one. So, we'll keep an eye on Bryson DeChambeau. Keep an eye on his driving distance. He's I just never thought that we'd get back here again with one guy out driving everybody else like Tiger did back in his heyday. And by the way, Tiger, when are we going to see him? When's he going to tee it up?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He hadn't been in one yet.
No, hasn't played. Might have thought that the Memorial would be a good place for him to start, but apparently not.
Guess
so
not.
Biding his time.
Yep.
But boy, he sure looked good in the Mickelson match. I thought he was the best of the four.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I mean, he was. You know what I mean? He was. He looked pretty tournament ready to me. He was good.
Yeah.
So looked healthy.
All right. When we come back, we will find out what happened on this day. It's July 7th in the world of sports throughout the years. It's courtesy of our good friends from Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. Great rental rates, great for contractors. Get their equipment for that big job. No job is too big or small for Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge. OTD is coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.